No. And everybody thinks that they know, they understand. Yes?
Grasp in a blind man's fashion the rope of Allah. Do not cling to aught but the divine commandments and prohibitions. What is the rope of Allah? To renounce self-will. For this self-will was a roaring wind to Ard. 'Tis from self-will that folk are sitting in jail. 'Tis from self-will that the bird's wings are tied. 'Tis from self-will that the fish is in a hot pan. 'Tis from self-will that shame is gone from the modest.
Self-will, self-will, self-will. I don't really understand it correctly as an English word, because the word here is hawa, and hawa has two meanings. The first one is the air that you breathe, that's hawa, and hawa wa hawas, when you desire something. Remember, the thing that you need to remain alive is the air. If there is no air, finished, everybody. That hawa is that self-will, that personal, I don't know, ambitions or whatever. Here he will say, ah, look at you. All the ideas in you comes from that thing that for a silly single moment you like. It's not even liking.
Temptation.
I believe the closest word to hawa is temptation. And I say, look at this temptation. The people are imprisoned because of temptation. The first temptation is what? Cheating, lying. You are tempted to cheat and lie. All animals will do it. So it's in this animal if I'm not there. I'm trying to be there, to understand this hawa, to understand the necessity of controlling it. Yes?
The anger of the police magistrate is a fiery spark from self-will. Crucifixion and the awfulness of the gallows are of self-will. You have seen the magistrate of bodies on the earth. See also the magistrate who executes judgments against the soul. Verily, tortures are inflicted on the soul in the world invisible. But until you escape, the torture is concealed. When you are freed, you will behold the torture and perdition, because contrary is made manifest by contrary.
The only way to understand something, you should understand the opposite part of it. You don't understand the part of the human life I'm talking about, because you have experienced only that animal way of life. You have to understand this. It will become clear, then you know what I'm talking about. Yes?
He that was born in the well and the black water, how should he know the pleasantness of the open country?
Have you ever thought about this? This is a good subject to think about it for a long, long time. Because if you understand this, really understand it, then you will be a different person, because your judgment will be different. What is he talking about? Yeah, the example is someone who is born in a filthy place. He doesn't understand the cleanness. Like what? Like all the poor children. They are living in non-habitable conditions. So, do they understand the real meaning of forgiveness? No. But you expect them to. Why? You expect all the poor people to understand that the kindness, they are living with nastiness and all of that. So if you pay attention, you will reduce your expectation from the people, because when the people, they don't have even possibilities to educate, what will happen to them? They'll be more stupid than Aristotle is with them. So what do you expect? Yes?
He that was born in the well and the black water, how should he know the pleasantness of the open country and the pain of the well? When from fear of God you have relinquished self-will, the goblet from God's tasnim will arrive. Do not in your self-will make a way. Ask of God's majesty the way to Salsabil. Be not submissive to self-will like hay. In sooth, the shade of the divine throne is better than the summer house.
Don't worry if you didn't get these two verses, because the Iranians will not understand it. It's in Arabic. What is the time that Rumi goes to Arabic? When he wants to chant, somehow he will bring in the Arabic, because the rhythm over there is different and it will provoke some imagination. Yes?
The Sultan said, take the horse back and with all speed redeem me from this wrong. The king did not say in his heart, do not deceive the lion so greatly by means of the head of an ox. You drag in the ox in order to cheat. Begone. God does not stick the horns of an ox upon a horse. This renowned master builder observes great congruity in his workmanship. How should he attach to a horse's body part of an ox? The master builder has made bodies congruously. He has constructed moving palaces, balconies in them, and cisterns from this to that, and within them an infinite world. All this expanse in a single tent. Now he causes the moon to see like an incubus. Now he causes the bottom of a well to have the semblance of a garden. Inasmuch as the closing and opening of the eye of the heart by the Almighty.
What is he talking about? Suddenly the story finished, right? And the king reversed that silly idea and all of that. Suddenly Rumi turned around and he's talking about something else, something which was not here. He said, okay, but this king didn't bring in some conversation about this to say, you mean that he has created a horse with the head of the cow? He will not do that. You will never see the horn for the horses and blah, 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 all these excuses that you could bring in scientifically to go on with the conversation that nobody wins all that arguments, said somehow the king didn't do it. Remember, because if up to here the king was bad, doing bad things, when he turned around, I mean when he is listening to a modern world, suddenly everything is good. And the king didn't bring in all these nonsenses to converse. Yes.
Inasmuch as the closing and opening of the eye of the heart by the Almighty is continually working lawful magic, for this reason Mustafa entreated God, saying, "Let the false appear as false and the true as true."
This is why that prophet has this prayer that, "O God, please." Please what? "Please show me the ugly, ugly, and the beautiful, beautiful. Show it to me. Because with my sentiment, I could turn around and do the mistake always, all my life." That is why this is the prayer of a prophet who's praying that, "Please show me everything as it is. Not that the way I could imagine it." Yes?
"So that at last, when thou turnest the leaf, I might not by sorrow fall into agitation. The Lord of the kingdom guided that peerless Imad al-Mulk to the deception which he practiced. God's deception is the fountainhead of these deceptions. The heart is between the two fingers of the Majesty. He who creates deception and analogy in your heart can set the sackcloth on fire."
Do not conclude that we don't do anything here. I told you this story, tell you that you are the subject of the influence. So your imagination could be played with. So pray for the source of that help, because the help is out there. How? There is always an Imad al-Mulk. That's the trick. There is some fellow that you should listen to, even if you are the king, because that fellow is the pillar of the nation. Thank you.
Merci.